And now we'll go from the playground to the field. Yeah, that's right. Time to talk about sports.
Second down and goal from the one. Schiff's ball went over to the left side. Lynch in the backfield. Russell looks, throws inside. Oh, my God! It's picked off at the goal line! It's picked off by God Butler!
The Bay Area was well represented in last weekend's Super Bowl. The MVP, Patriots quarterback Tom Brady, is from San Mateo. His favorite target, Julian Edelman, is from Redwood City. And the man who coulda, shoulda, woulda won the game for the Seahawks, running back Marshawn Lynch, went to high school at Oakland Tech. In fact, Oakland has an especially rich history of athletes making it to the pros. Paul Brecky Meisner talks about this in his book Home Field Advantage, which examines the impact of Oakland athletes on the sports world. He sat down with KALW's Ben Trefney.
So I want to start out by having you tell me who you think is the third most significant athlete to come out of Oakland.
I'm going to choose Curt Flood.
Okay.
He was one of the greatest defensive center fielders in baseball history. He played for the St. Louis Cardinals. But he's more known for suing the baseball establishment and the reserve clause when he was traded from the Cardinals to the Philadelphia Phillies. He really felt that a player having no say in who he played for was really a form of slavery, in his words. So he sued baseball, and it went all the way to the Supreme Court. And though he lost on a 5-3 vote, he set the stage for the later suit that won and created free agency, which literally changed the face of baseball, changed the face of sports in America, free agency.
So Curt Flood, where did he go to school in Oakland?
He went to McClyman's High School initially, and then he transferred to Oakland Tech High, where he graduated, and was signed right out of high school.
And when was that?
1955.
All right. So Curt Flood, the third most significant, maybe. You
for
know,
the moment, we'll say.
It's a little subjective. Yeah. I understand.
There's a lot to choose from.
Well, and then so who's the second most significant, do you think?
Maybe Ricky Henderson.
Uh-huh.
Unequivocally the greatest leadoff hitter in baseball history. Holds the major league records for stolen bases and runs scored. Both records may never be broken. Amazing, amazing athlete. Bill James, the famous statistician, once said that if you split Ricky in half, you'd have two Hall of Famers. That's how significant he was.
And where did he go to school? He went to the school in Oakland in the 70s.
Oakland Tech High School.
Uh-huh.
Graduated in 1976.
And that leads us to the most significant athlete to come out of Oakland, in your opinion.
I think it's... Ben, I think it's got to be a tie between Bill Russell and Frank Robinson.
Mm-hmm.
The great Bill Russell, of course, literally changed the face of basketball from a horizontal to a vertical game. Once he graduated from McClyman's High School, he went to USF and led USF to back-to-back national championships.
In the mid-50s.
Mid-50s. And then he went on to lead the Boston Celtics to an unprecedented 11 championships in 13 seasons. But maybe even more importantly, he really broke down a major barrier in the world of sports when he became the first black coach in the National Basketball Association when he took over the reins of the Boston Celtics in 1966. That was huge.
And then Frank Robinson, you said, is a tie.
Well, because, again, Frank Robinson, actually what's interesting is Bill Russell and Frank Robinson were teammates on the McClyman's high school basketball team in 1951-52. Frank went on from McClyman's and signed with the Cincinnati Reds and was Rookie of the Year that year. And then he became one of the maybe the top three right fielders in the history of Major League Baseball, was the first to win Most Valuable Player awards in both the National and the American League.
And he was a slugger.
Oh, he was a great hitter. And, but then even more importantly, he was the first black manager of a Major League team. When he took over the Cleveland Indians in 1975, our national pastime. That was a real barrier buster right there.
That's Paul Brecky Meisner. He is the author of Home Field Advantage, about Oakland, California, the city that changed the face of sports. So you mentioned that Frank Robinson and Bill Russell were teammates, and they played basketball under a coach, George Powles, who you actually dedicated this book to. I was wondering if you could tell me a little bit about him, because he's a really remarkable figure in the shaping of athletes in Oakland.
Yeah, Oakland was fortunate over the past 150 years to have some pretty amazing, dedicated and skilled coaches. George Powles was one of the most preeminent. He coached at McClyman's High School at a time in the mid-40s through the 60s into the 70s when McClyman's High in West Oakland changed from predominantly white to basically all-black school. And his McClyman's teams and his American Legion baseball teams produced 17 major leaguers. Every player he ever coached has nothing but great things to say about him. In fact, Bill Russell said, outside of my father, George Powles had the most significance in my life of any other person.
You know, do you end up going to high school games then? I mean, obviously there could be allegiance to the high schools that have these coaches who stick around for a long time and this proud tradition that goes back. I mean, it must be exciting to go to McClyman's and look on that wall and see Bill Russell looking back at you.
Well, and you never know what kind of history you're watching. Yeah, I attend a lot of high school, junior college, and college sporting events. And, for example, my son was a classmate and a friend of Marshawn Lynch when he was running wild for Oakland Tech. And, you know, you obviously know that the guy's got talent, but he didn't realize he was going to be one of the great running backs in the NFL. And I went to high school at Castlemont High with Joe Morgan. Little Joe, he's 5'5". Yeah, he was a good ball player.
He could be number four on the list, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, but watching him play in high school, did I ever imagine he'd be considered the best all-around second baseman in Major League history and a Hall of Famer? No way. So you never know what part of history you're going to be seeing. So I do more and more enjoy the high school games and junior college games.